You're listening to a Big Finish production.
I should stay here with her. She does not know what is coming.
That might only make things worse. This way, if they really believe she's Vega, they might leave her be. They have more important things to worry about than some lonely widow wandering the plains.
What happened out there?
I'll explain once we've left. Assuming, of course, that you are joining us.
There's nothing keeping me here.
Good lad. This timer will give us 30 seconds, so we can't dawdle. Come on!
Where are we going?
Far away from Unity. Sorry, Rio. It's your home, I know.
Not anymore.
Goodbye, Romana. Or whoever you are now.
What do we do?
We will take you somewhere safe. It is the least I can do for your mother.
I didn't think anywhere was safe.
Some places are safer than others. We'll drop them off in the Sanctus Delta. It's too unremarkable for either side to concern themselves with.
Good.
No, I don't want to be dropped off anywhere. I want to stay with you. Let me help Narvin, please. Let me fight.
Fight who? You can't even begin to understand this war. Your mother would want you to be safe.
My mother would want me to do what is right.
I will not return to Gallifrey.
No, I'm taking us to Nisteria.
What's Nisteria?
A renegade hub. They're expecting us. There's a growing resistance movement. Mainly Time Lord exiles, fugitives, but other races are joining.
But who are they resisting? The Time Lords or the Daleks?
Both. There's a third side in this war now.
Did it work?
Hard to tell. Let me get closer.
Careful.
Just a nudge.
Stay in the air corridor.
I'm not a fool.
What is that? You okay?
Yeah. I'd say it worked.
What is that noise?
It's the deception field.
What does it look like?
Hell.
Welcome to Nisteria, the centre of the resistance, for now.
It's not exactly pretty, is it? It's like someone forgot to add the colour. Look at our ship! It's a silver tube now, like all the others.
A TARDIS can look like anything, but Time Lords have little imagination.
Where are we going?
That large grey building. Resistance HQ. Used to be the communications centre of an obsolete tech conglomeration.
What is wrong with the sky? A temporal shield?
Yes. For the moment, Nisteria is under the radar of both Gallifrey and Skaro. Romana and I ran into a couple of resistance fighters on our way to Unity. They informed us the resistance had double agents working within the IDU and the War Council.
For what purpose?
Firstly, Time Lord damage limitation. They're trying to thwart and potentially overthrow Rassilon. Secondly, active combat against the Daleks.
It does sound like a real resistance.
It is. Real and growing.
And it's about to grow by 3 more volunteers, right?
Now, be careful, Rhea. I am not convinced yet. Your experience of the Time Lords is exceedingly limited. They are tricky. Some I have trusted with my life, but others, many others, I would not trust as far as I could throw them.
Although, as I recall, you could throw them pretty far.
I am not flattered, Narvin. I know my strengths.
Eris, take a seat.
Jakob, what happened? Success?
Yes and no.
Right. Well, I'm a glass half full guy, so...
We lost Andreas.
Lost? As in misplaced, or... What happened?
She was swallowed up by the deception field.
Swallowed? How? Wait, what was she doing inside the field? That was not the plan.
I don't know. She didn't leave the air corridor.
Then how?
It created a distortion in the vortex. It shifted space-time by the tiniest fraction. She was simultaneously both inside and outside the air corridor. And then the field swallowed her.
But she was attached by a harness, surely? Couldn't you just pull her back?
She took the harness off.
Why?
She said the Neverman told her to.
The Neverman? What do you mean?
I'd lost visuals, but I could hear... It's hard to explain. I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy, let alone...
I know. And what we're planning could swallow up whole fleets.
Yes. Like temporal quicksand.
So we compromise both Gallifrey and Skaro. Can it be done? Is this how the war ends?
It could be. If we want it to be. I mean, do we? Look, but in the meantime, we have a problem.
Why has nobody stopped us? Why is everyone pointing and whispering?
Nobody has stopped us because they know who I am. They're expecting me. And they're pointing and whispering because many of them thought Leela was dead. They're also wondering why I'm here without Romana. I shall have to inform them of her decision.
You will tell them she is no longer herself?
I'll have to know that she may be in the hands of the Daleks. If she's even alive. Now, we need to locate a man called Eris.
Who is he?
You'll like him. Romana did.
I shall make up my own mind.
You'll have to excuse me a moment. I need to speak to the Resistance Council alone.
Why?
Wait here.
Narvin!
What was that about?
I do not know.
So, do we just stay here?
No. We might miss something. Come on! Where did he go?
He must have turned down another corridor.
Narvin is quicker than he looks. He has a secret that we are not allowed to share. I wonder...
What? What do you wonder?
No, not wonder. It is not a thought. It is a feeling.
What is?
There is something that Narvin is not telling us.
Well, yeah, that's obvious.
Something important. Something he could have told us on Unity, but did not.
About the Resistance?
I am not certain... But my instincts are usually correct.
Well, he can't have gone far. Let's split up. I'll try the... What the f... Leela! Now where did she go?
I appreciate it, Eris. Look, we need to do this without drawing the attention of Gallifrey.
I know. I wonder if it's worth creating a diversion.
What are you thinking?
Some low-level sabotage? Just enough to get them looking in the opposite direction to the deception field.
We have a group in the Iridian sector. Let me see what they suggest, and I'll send someone to meet you at the TARDIS.
All right. Oh.
Oh,
Sorry.
I don't know you. What's your name?
Rayo. Sorry, I didn't mean... I got a bit lost.
I'll deal with this, Eris. You need to move.
I'm gone already.
Wait, you're Eris?
Last time I checked.
Narvin's looking for you.
Narvin?
Yeah, and I'm sort of looking for him. We're going to see the Resistance Council and we got separated.
Wait, you're saying you came here with Narvin? And Romana?
Not Romana, no. Leela.
Leela?
Yeah.
Jakob, if Narvin's here, then we really need to get him on side.
Well, let's broach it with him when you return. Look, I'm not certain how he'll take it.
Me neither. Hello, Narvin. Good to have you with us. Just wondering, how might you feel about polluting the time vortex?
Rayo, wait! If you find Narvin before I do, tell him I need to speak to him urgently. Tell him we've got a plan which could end the war.
Is that what you were talking about just now? You said polluting the time vortex.
Tell him we think we can poison the well. We just need to access the untempered schism.
The what?
Something on Gallifrey.
Can I help you?
I am looking for a friend of mine.
Haven't seen you around here before. New recruit?
I have not yet decided. What are you? You are not a Time Lord?
Oh, no, I am not. No offense if you are.
I am not. My ancestors are human.
Never heard of them. Apologies. I'm from the Cornelius Complex.
Oh. Then I am sorry. How did you survive the purge?
Some of us fled before the heaviness fell. We watched our world turn dark, and then we picked up the signal from Issylus.
Issylus?
The call to arms. Rassilon must die. The sky! The temporal shield is cracking!
What does that mean?
We're under attack!
From who? Daleks or from Time Lord?
I don't know. Could be either or both. I'm sorry, I need to...
Rayo. Rayo! Narvin!
Jakob, I'm ready to go. What's going on?
A breach in the shield. We're working to close it. You need to leave now. I've sent Arcania to you. She should be there any moment. Look, I need to go. We may have to evacuate.
The compound?
If we can't seal the breach, the entire resistance movement will be discovered. We'll need to get everybody out.
Great. Let's go.
Is Narvin here?
What?
Where is Rayo? Wait.
Who are you?
Attention! The shield has been breached. All units to prepare for immediate evacuation.
Leela! Leela! Narvin!
Attention! The shield has been breached. All units to prepare for immediate evacuation.
Leela!
Leela? As in Romana's Leela?
As in friend of Romana, yes.
What are you doing in my TARDIS?
I was looking for Narvin.
Isn't everybody? I met your friend, Rayo. Where's Romana?
You must take me back. I have to find that boy.
Sorry, I can't. Not yet. Anyway, Nesteria is being evacuated. The entire resistance is being relocated. Your friends with them. Right now, I'm on a mission, and since you're here, so are you.
No, I cannot leave them behind.
You already have. Apologies. I took off thinking you were someone else.
Well, I am not, so take me back. Who are you?
Oh, how rude. I've kidnapped you, and I haven't even introduced myself. I'm Eris.
Eris? Oh, Narvin wanted to find you.
And I, him. But it'll have to wait.
Where are we going?
Two of our agents are smuggling information to our resistance fighters about a planned Time Lord attack on a Dalek stronghold.
What kind of attack?
Rassilon's kind. It would extinguish the only sun around, which a nearby planet is orbiting, effectively turning out the lights.
The people on that planet would die.
Collateral damage. Rassilon doesn't care, but the Resistance does. We'll sabotage the attack. Enemy damage will be limited, but thousands of lives can be saved.
So what is the problem?
Our agents are flying directly into a deception field.
Oh.
Any questions?
Many.
I'll take one.
What is a deception field?
Nothing. We've just stopped.
Strange. It's never done this before. Where are we?
Nowhere. Well, that is, we're still in the vortex.
That's impossible. Look at the scanner.
Well, that's odd.
See? We've landed. That's a planet out there.
But all the readings suggest that we're still in the vortex, and we didn't land. We stopped.
Which isn't possible. You can't just stop in the vortex. The time winds alone would keep us moving, even if the TARDIS didn't. And that is clearly a planet out there.
All right. Well, say we have landed. Where are we? Is that the enemy stronghold or the planet we're supposed to be saving? Because it doesn't look like either, according to the description.
Maybe we made a mistake in the coordinates. Hang on.
Whoa. What are you doing? Where have the TARDIS walls gone?
That wasn't me.
What did you press? Put the walls back.
It must have switched itself to window mode.
Yeah, I hate window mode. It feels so exposed.
Relax. Nobody can actually see in. It just looks as if the walls have disappeared. Saves opening the door, I suppose. It's a nice view. Although...
What?
Nice view, but a completely different landscape to the one on the exterior scanner.
So the scanner's broken. Great. And the coordinates are whizzing all over the place. We could be anywhere.
It looks like there are buildings over there. We'll have to go out and ask. Let's hope we're in neutral territory.
Fine. Come on.
Deception field is like a space snare, plucking ships out of space-time. It's psychological warfare, really. You lose all spatial and temporal awareness. The field paralyzes a ship's navigation system and drives the pilots out of their minds.
It sounds monstrous.
And Gallifrey has littered the universe with them. Although IDU and war operatives are given the coordinates of the deception fields on a need-to-know basis.
How do you know about them and where are they? The deception fields, I mean.
I was on the original CIA exploratory team when we first realised the War Council was developing them. I got hold of a leaked copy of the coordinates. Castine and Phileas, our double agents, are heading straight into one.
They were not told the coordinates?
They should have been. There must have been a communication error. A costly one.
What about the information they were smuggling?
It will be lost. And Rassilon will destroy yet another civilization in his egotistical war campaign.
And what will happen to the agents?
Nobody knows. Nobody has ever been brought back from a deception field.
There is a first time for everything. Tell me how we may find them.
Here.
What's happening?
I can't see you.
I can't see anything.
Light.
Can you hear that?
Yeah. Christine. The TARDIS is gone.
I can position our TARDIS on the very edge of the deception field and open up the air corridor. I need you to hold the TARDIS steady as a rock. I'll be attached to the console with this harness and I'll go into the field to try and bring them out.
You want me to hold the TARDIS steady?
It will be tricky. You need to keep it close enough to the field so that almost all of the air corridor is inside it, but keep a fraction of space as a buffer. If the TARDIS touches the deception field, it will swallow us up.
Wait. You need me to control the TARDIS?
It's the only way to save them. If we can't get them out, the War Council will open an investigation into their disappearance. Mantis... And Livia, for that matter, will want to know why two senior IDU operatives flew a decommissioned TARDIS through an area of space they had no business being in. It puts all of our double agents at risk. How are your flying skills, Leela?
I am not a Time Lord. I cannot fly a TARDIS.
Ah.
Mantis, we don't have a meeting scheduled, do we?
You haven't heard.
But come in, take a seat. Heard what? I don't suppose by any chance it's good news.
Oh, you really haven't heard. Brace yourself.
Go on.
Rumours have reached us, and they are only rumours at this point, but these sources have proven themselves reliable.
What rumours?
The Daleks have captured Romana, and that she has been exterminated.
What? Where?
Some half-exhausted planet on the edge of a dying galaxy.
Who are your sources?
I'm afraid I'm not at liberty to say.
Mantis, there has to be transparency between our officers, now more than ever. If we can't trust each other...
This was not my call.
Then who? Rassilon? Why would he want his Prime Minister kept in the dark?
Rassilon doesn't know. Yet. I thought you'd want the pleasure of breaking that news.
I'm not entirely sure he'll care. He's been oddly distant lately.
Yes, I've noticed.
Whenever I approach him with affairs of state, he wafts me away like I'm a bothering insect.
It suits me. He's letting us get on with our jobs. Frankly, I'm enjoying the lack of interference from above.
Yes, well, I'd value a little more guidance and a lot more transparency, which brings us back to Romana.
Romana surrendered herself to the enemy.
Surrendered? Not captured? There's a difference.
Hardly. Not where they're concerned.
She's more likely to still be alive.
And talking.
No, Romana wouldn't betray us. Not to them.
I'm not so sure. She's certainly not on our side anymore.
Don't be ridiculous. She's got more integrity than...
Than who? Careful, Livia.
Romana won't talk. She'd rather die.
That would be preferable, yes.
Stop it. Do we have any other information? What about Narvin?
Nothing. It seems they've parted company. Actually, on that note, anything more on the so-called resistance lunacy?
An increase in operatives disappearing in the line of duty. But the resistance aren't the only ones with double agents. We have contact with one of their key strategists.
Who? Eris?
I'm afraid I'm not at liberty to say. But you realise that they know about the deception fields? Rassilon's latest experimental weapon.
How?
Eris was investigating them for the CIA before it was disbanded.
Does Rassilon know? If you know of anything which could jeopardise the war effort, Livia, you'd be wise to mention it.
The deception fields pose a real and serious danger to non-combative traffic. I am increasingly concerned about the lack of concern that we appear to have for other civilizations. We have degenerated so far from the policy of non-interference as to make the reinstatement of the CIA completely untenable.
Livia!
Which I realize is probably part of the grand plan, but is anybody round here considering that there is no point winning this war if we destroy most of the universe in the process?
Well, clearly you are.
I'm serious, Mantis. Deception fields scattered across galaxies like stardust? I know you're laying traps for traitors, but how many innocents are going to get caught in them? It feels like yet another genocide waiting to happen. It bothers me.
I see that. I know Rassilon seemed to take some perverse pleasure in your previous transgressions, but you're beginning to sound more and more like Romana. Ask yourself if that's wise.
What are you doing?
I'm taking us back to one of the Resistance rendezvous points. They can tell us where the compound has been evacuated to, and you can locate your friends. That's what you wanted, isn't it?
Why do you not require my help?
If you don't know how to pilot a TARDIS, I'm not leaving you alone at the controls. One false move, and that's both of us done for. Ah! Oh, don't do this to me! I need to get back!
Your TARDIS disagrees.
I think it's something to do with the temporal shield breach. I can't get a lock on any of the rendezvous points.
We do not need to go there.
Yes, we do. Mm-mm. I need a co-pilot who can, you know, pilot.
You only need one person to hold the TARDIS steady, am I right?
Yes, and...
You can do it!
No. I'm not sending you into the deception field. You're not even a Time Lord.
In my experience, that is not necessarily a bad thing.
Your mind will be more susceptible to the field. You are weaker than me.
Am I?
Let me! What have you... How did you... Untie me and put down the... What is that?
It is a Pelluvian hand claw.
That could have had someone's eye out.
That is the idea.
I thought you were on our side.
You should not pay too much attention to your thoughts. What do your instincts tell you?
Romana trusts you?
Romana does not say I am weak.
I never said you were.
I may not be a Time Lord, but I believe that I have seen more, done more, been more than you. You speak of Romana.
Yes.
Did she never mention me?
We didn't speak of much beyond the war. I know of you, obviously. I know you were her bodyguard and seconded to the War Council.
If that is all you know of me, then that is not much.
Beginning to realise that, actually.
You will hold the TARDIS steady and I will go into this deception field to retrieve your agents. You expected to be safe with the harness, so do I.
I did not expect to be safe, and nor should you. The field messes with your head. It will distract you, confuse you. You'll hear things, voices. Something called the Neverman will try to persuade you to remove your harness. There is a very, very real possibility that you will never come out of there.
Then why were you prepared to do it?
I cannot abandon them. Castine and Phileas, they are my friends. I have to try.
Then let us try. Narvin was right. I do like you. Here, I will release you. Let me do this thing, and I will like you even more.
It is dangerous.
I know. But I am brave.
You are certainly something.
Cass, Castine. Don't stop talking, okay? I think we should keep talking.
Can you move? And walk? Have you looked down?
No.
Don't. There's nothing there.
There's nothing anywhere. Which is not...
This can't be real.
It feels very real.
I think we're hallucinating.
Hallucinating? That makes sense. I like that. That is so much better than what I was thinking.
What were you thinking?
That Rassilon had finally managed to obliterate the entire universe. Chromium bombs, the totality of space-time. He reduced everything that ever was or ever might have been down to the original singularity. Phileas.
There's also possibility.
No, I like your idea better. If this is a hallucination, then we must still be just outside the TARDIS. Step backwards. See if you can feel it.
No.
What was that?
It's part of the hallucination. Ignore it.
I'm going to try and turn around.
Do you know which way is up?
I don't. I'm going to three steps, my arms stretched out.
Let's make contact with the TARDIS. If it's still there.
Try closing your eyes. The darkness is better than the nothingness.
Well, okay. I think I've turned around.
One.
Two.
Three.
No sign of Rassilon. Will he make an appearance, do you think?
He's here. This must be significant.
Well, let's hear what he has to say.
Malcontents! I have no time for malcontents. Rebels, resistors, renegades. Let me call them what they are. An insignificant irritant. The strength of Gallifrey will not be undermined by the risible attempts of a very few naysayers. I will be clear. Those who are not for me are against me. And those who are against me will be dealt with swiftly, effectively, completely. I will not fight a war on two fronts. Those who question the right of what I do will not be tolerated. Solidarity. Unity. Allegiance. These are the watchwords. Solidarity with the cause. Unity in the fight. Allegiance to your president. Anything less will not be tolerated. Swift retribution will be dealt to the faithless. The perfidious minority will be treated like the vermin they are. And like vermin, they will be exterminated.
Well, he has a point. We have to be united. We have enemies enough without fighting among ourselves.
Is that what you heard? Really?
Why? What did you hear?
A lot of ugly rhetoric. Frightening rhetoric.
Nonsense.
You didn't find his language alarming at all?
They're just words. He was making a statement.
Yes, that we can agree on.
You're overreacting.
Well, you do agree with me that Rassilon is distancing himself from the practicalities of government.
He is. More and more.
But the more I think about it, is he distancing himself or elevating himself? Did you not notice how often he used the word I in that speech? What happened to us and we and exterminate? Really?
I thought that would get you going. He was being provocative.
Well, consider me provoked.
Livia, be careful. Your own rhetoric is beginning to sound dangerous.
Dangerous to whom?
To you.
Perhaps.
I mean it. After the Sakari debacle, Rassilon needs to know you're on side.
I am.
Good. I'll see you over at the War Council.
One more time.
Keep open communication with the TARDIS at all times. Do not leave the air corridor. Do not remove the safety harness. Do not trust my senses.
Good. There's artificial gravity in the air corridor. It will feel as though you are literally walking on air, but it'll keep you the right way up. Now, are you sure? It's not too late to change your mind.
Do you want me flying the TARDIS?
Absolutely not.
Well then.
Do you see that shimmer? That's the point at which the air corridor crosses the edge of the deception field. Once you cross that line...
I will think I am losing my mind. Yes, I understand. I am ready.
Right. You're attached to the TARDIS by this harness. Do not take it off, no matter what. If you take it off, you're lost. I cannot overemphasize that.
I beg to differ.
Put this around your wrist. If you get too close to the edge of the air corridor, the alarm will beep.
I know. You have told me 3 times.
I don't know what state you'll find Castine and Phileas in. If you find them at all, bring them back if you can.
I will do my best. Here I go. What? Oh, it is like walking on air. How strange.
Leela, everything okay?
I am fine. I am about to step into the deception field.
Now, according to Jakob, I'll lose visuals on you as soon as you cross the threshold, but we should be able to maintain audio.
I know.
If I lose audio, I'll bring you back.
Ready?
Ready.
Don't open your eyes. I hope none of this is real.
Why didn't they warn us?
Maybe they didn't know it was here.
No, where is it?
We don't even know where we hit it.
We mustn't move. If we move, they'll never find us. If we stay put, they might be able to locate the TARDIS.
What TARDIS?
We can't see it.
How do we know it's still there?
For all we know, it's blown itself open. A TARDIS can't escape the deception field. It must still be here. They'll come looking for it. For us.
I can't.
Close your eyes.
I can't.
Why?
He's got his hands on my eyes.
Leela, speak to me. Leela?
I am here.
Are you okay?
Yes. Oh, it shakes.
That's the TARDIS. It's trying to pull away. It doesn't like the deception field.
I do not blame her.
I try to hold it steady. But be as quick as you can.
Believe me, I do not wish to linger.
Stay in the air corridor. That beeping means you're close to the edge. You need to correct your course.
What can you see?
My darkest nightmares are battlefield children. They are my children, my child that never was, replicated over and over, dying over and over, and I cannot help.
It's not real.
I know, but it looks real.
It's a hallucination.
I can smell it. Blood, mud, rotting decay.
I'm sorry, but you are safe. It's an illusion.
I am not sure.
Leela?
I can taste it. I can feel it.
Feel it? You shouldn't feel it. It should be like a dream.
A nightmare.
You only think you can feel it. It cannot physically harm you.
Why does it hurt?
Leela, what did I tell you?
Keep open communication with the TARDIS at all times.
And?
Do not leave the air corridor.
Good. What else?
Do not remove the safety harness.
And?
Do not trust my senses.
Leela? Leela?
Leela? Speak to me. Leela? Come on.
Not a great time, Eris. The entire compound is being relocated. I'm trying to find out which side is breathing down our necks. Arcania said you took off without her. What is going on?
Long story. I'm with Leela, except I'm not. She's gone into the deception field, but I've lost audio.
Why has Leela gone into the deception field? What is she doing with you?
I thought she was Arcania. Never mind. I'm holding the TARDIS at the edge of the field. Leela's gone in a harness, but I've lost audio. Do I bring her out?
Yes!
We'll lose Castine and Phileas.
Bring Leela out. Castine and Phileas are the least of our worries.
Not mine. They're my friends.
Leela is more valuable to us. Get her out now!
Fine. But I'm not leaving Cass and Phileas in there. And I need to talk to you about the deception field coordinates.
Just get Leela out first.
I'm doing it. Bringing her in now. No! Oh, no!
Eris? What is it?
The harness is empty. Leela's gone.
I see you.
You're not real!
Phil, what's happening?
He's looking at me.
Who is?
The Never Man.
What?
Field.
Eris!
Yes, Eris! He is waiting for us. Step forward and you will be in an air corridor. I will take you back to his ship.
You may be a hallucination.
But I do not see anybody making you a better offer, do you?
No!
I have you. Stay close. If anything touches you, fight it off. The hallucinations bite.
I can't leave Phileas.
Phileas is gone.
No! He went to the...
I'm sorry. It swallowed him. We have to go.
I can't.
No.
I can't.
And it is just as well that I can.
What? I can't. I just...
It's Livia. Don't speak. Send me your data digitally. I'm connecting you to an encoded data line. As far as the War Council and IDU are concerned, this communication line does not exist. Connection made. Information being received now. No, that wasn't us. What about Castine and Phileas? What were their coordinates? There is no deception field in that position. Where did it... I see. Then who went in there? Leela? How? No. Recall the TARDIS. You have to bring it back. We cannot lose four people and a TARDIS. No, I am not sure. I am not sure about any of this. But bring that ship back now.
Oh, put me down.
Gladly.
What happened?
I am rescuing you.
My head. Did you hit me?
You were reluctant to be rescued.
Phileas.
Grieve later, if you are still alive. Ignore it. The sound cannot hurt us. I do not think. But be careful of the visions.
They're hallucinations.
Some can manifest physically. A so-called hallucination tore my harness off with its teeth. But they are not entirely real. Not quite substantial. They can be fought like monsters in a dream. Their strength lies in our fear of them.
I'm not sure that helps.
When you fight back, it lessens the fear. The worst thing you can do is nothing. Nothing is a void, and it is only ever evil which takes advantage of a void. If something attacks you, do not do nothing. If you ignore them, they will not go away.
I'm not sure I could ignore that anyway.
Do not run. We have to stay within the air corridor. Stay close to me. We will walk towards it.
Will we?
If you believe that you are stronger than it, then you are. If you believe you can fight it and win, then you will.
Why should I believe you?
Because that is a mere pup compared to the beast that ripped my harness off.
And you weren't frightened?
I was furious! Come on. Stay close.
How did he do that?
I did not fly so far from home to be caught up in a nightmare of someone else's making. Who designs a weapon like this? A weapon should be the fastest means to an end. This deception field is a weapon designed by someone who takes delight in torment. War is not a toy to play with for fun. It is a thing to face with fury. The Time Lords are enjoying themselves. I am a warrior, but I cannot fight a war in which all sides are rotten.
Who's there? I can see the TARDIS. Run!
Do not run! Stay close. You saw with your friend, Phileas, how easily the field can swallow you up. This was not working before. There he is! Can you hear me?
No! Look! It's leaving!
What? No! No, he cannot! Eris! I have Castiel!
He's gone!
Any idea what this is about, Prime Minister?
His Eminence is going to make a proclamation about the resistance, or rather, the lack of it.
What lack? From what I gather, the resistance is growing.
This is a time of great anticipation. The ascension to the apex cannot now be halted.
What does that mean?
Shh! Listen.
I will not speak to you again of dissent. I will not speak to you again of discord. And the reason is this. All resistance has been crushed. All renegades routed out and chased down. Where there was dissonance, enormous retribution has been delivered. The traitorous resistance has been utterly and irrefutably annihilated.
Has it?
The resistance core is discovered.
I know, but irrefutably annihilated?
No, not nearly.
The great glory draws near, and nobody will resist.
Eris, can you hear me?
Keep trying.
How long will the air corridor last? How can it exist without a TARDIS?
It is just a temporal delay, a freak anomaly created by the deception field. Without the TARDIS to sustain it, it will not last long.
Eris, can you hear me?
Leela.
I'm sorry. I thought I'd lost you.
Inside!
Cass! Woohoo! Leela! You did it!
No, Phileas.
No.
I'm sorry.
No. I am. You should have never been there. Neither of you.
Why were we? That field was not on any of the charts.
That is a very good question. Let's find out, shall we?
What?
is this ship?
It's one of the evacuation ships from Mysteria.
Jakob!
Oh, Narvin and Rayo may be on board.
It's possible.
Jakob!
I will look. I'll come with you. I need to find some friends of Phileas.
Jakob!
Eris! Eris, we've traced the temporal shield breach back to the enemy operatives.
No kidding. Which enemy?
It's not Gallifrey.
You sound as though that would have been preferable.
Yeah, well, old habits, old fears.
You have picked a side, haven't you, Jakob?
What does that mean? What?
The deception field that Castine and Phileas flew into. Those coordinates weren't logged into the data reading I took from the CIA. So how did you know about it? And more importantly, when did you know about it? Because if you knew that Gallifrey had created a new deception field and you didn't warn our agents about it, well, that either makes you negligent or worse.
The existence of the new field only came to light after Castine and Phileas had already engaged their destination.
Came to light? How? Another agent? Why didn't you tell me?
It's complicated.
We are leading a resistance in the middle of a time war, Jakob. Believe it or not, I am pretty well braced for complicated. How did you know about this deception field?
I can't say.
Try.
I didn't. What the?
It's a Pluvian hand claw. And I have it on good authority that it hurts.
No! No! Ah, it's Livia! Livia told me about the new deception fields.
The Prime Minister. She's on our side.
Jakob, I sent a TARDIS to fetch you. Tell me you're in it.
I am. Mantis, you should have warned me that you were going to rupture the shield.
It is your job to inform me, Jakob, not the other way round, and I haven't heard from you in a while.
I was caught up in the breach on Mysteria, but I have new information.
Do you? From whom? Lady Livia?
What? I told Eris that it was Livia who told me about the new deception field, if that's what you're getting at.
You implied that Livia was part of the Resistance? Why? When you've been spying for her?
No.
You're
no,
a
wait.
Traitor, Jakob, and as such, I hope you didn't assume the TARDIS was bringing you back to Gallifrey.
Mantis, listen to me. I have crucial intelligence about the Resistance's plans.
Which I'm no longer prepared to believe. I can't trust you, Jakob. Enjoy the deception field your TARDIS is about to enter.
Wait! Mantis, no! No! No, you have...
We must try the other evacuation ships. Narvin must be on board one of them. I have to find him.
At least we salvaged the plans for the attack on the enemy stronghold. Castine will stay with the Resistance now. It's not safe for her to return to the capital. I'm not convinced that Livia is on our side.
But Romana said she tried to overthrow Rassilon.
And yet she's still his Prime Minister. Why? Jakob?
Eris? Is that you?
Narvin? I'm with Leela.
Leela? Oh. Finally.
Narvin. Narvin, is Rhea with you?
Not anymore. Oh. I'll explain when I see you. I'm on my way to you now.
Leela told me about Romana, Narvin. That's bad news.
Eris, listen. Rhea said you have a plan.
We've been working on deception fields, disrupting temporal travel for both Gallifrey and Skaro. But now,
disruption,
I'm thinking...
Disruption isn't enough. The war is escalating. You need to destroy the vortex.
The toxins that create a deception field... If we just exploded them in the untempered schism...
To do that...
I know.
We must return to Gallifrey.
You have been listening to Gallifrey, Time War, Deception, by Lisa McMullen. Leela was played by Louise Jameson. Narvin, Sean Carlson. Eris, Samuel Gosrani. Livia, Pippa Bennett-Warner. Mantis, Samuel Clemens. Rao, Omar Austin. Castine, Debbie Corley. Phileas, Stephen Flynn. Jacob, Francois Pandolfo. Andreas, Susie Emmett. And Rassilon, Richard Armitage. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The script editor was Matt Fitton. Sound designer, Russell McGee. Composer, Joanne Morris. Producer and director, Scott Hancock. And executive producers, Nicholas Briggs and Jason Hay-Gellery.